On a recent Friday afternoon in Accomack County, a handful of people have gathered at their favorite bar. It's one the two alleged serial arsonists use to frequent, and everyone except the bartender is tight-lipped.
Once it really started getting serious, and once the influx of state police, and they really started cracking down on with roadblocks and whatnot, half the people that were normally coming out just weren't leaving their homes after dark. They're afraid to come out and have dinner and a glass of wine.
This went on from late December until Smith and his girlfriend, Tanya Bundick, were arrested April 2nd. The people at the bar nod and laugh about the months of staying home.
Most of the businesses, restaurants, anything else really that operates after dark has been severely impacted financially. I don't have the official numbers, but I can tell you personally, probably about 50%.
The arsonists struck at night, so people didn't want to leave their homes. But when the arsons first began back in mid-November, not everyone took it seriously. Some joked they were doing the county a service by cleaning up derelict buildings.
The arsonists really did take care of a lot of buildings that didn't have any significant historic value. However, there are houses that were set back off the road that were burned down that were extremely valuable.
Jenny Barker is the executive director of the Eastern Shore Historical Society.
There were other buildings that actually touched people's hearts, like the Whispering Pines Motel. That was a very sensitive property that tugged on a lot of people's heartstrings, and I think it was hard for people to see that burn.
Charles Russell recalls how his grandfather built the motel in 1931. It became a popular stopping point for people traveling between New York and Florida.
Over the years, Walter Cronkite came and dined with us one night. Dinah Ross came by, stayed there one night, and there was also many others. So it was quite a landmark on the East Coast at one time.
By the time it became the 66th arson, the building was falling down and the latest owner had gone into bankruptcy. The charred motel remains part of a gallery of derelict buildings along the main highway, all reminders of better economic times on the Eastern Shore. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.